So it is the final look at sports this morning, and it is all about the women's semi-finals at Roland Garros today. The big one, of course, Iga Swiatek is in action, and she takes on Aryna Sabalenka. Coco Gauff, she's preparing to face a very partisan crowd when she takes on France's Louise Boichon in the French Open semis. Boichon, of course, ranked at 361st in the world and has made history as the first wild card in the Open era to reach the last four at the Roland Garros. But for Coco, it's business and as usual, and she says she has the mentality to handle pressure from the crowd.
I don't have an issue with it, and you know, I hope everyone will be respectful and things, and if not, it's cool. I think you know, it makes sports exciting, and I can't get irritated the fact that, you know, someone's rooting for their, you know, hometown hero, because I would do the same.
Yeah, the other semi-final will see Iga Swiatek taking on Aryna Sabalenka, which could be a really interesting match in terms of it's the defending champion up against world number one. So those matches happening both on court Philippe Chatrier later this afternoon. Now, the Sharks are in business in terms of playing in the URC semi-final. They have to go to Loftus on Saturday for a place in that final, either against Leinster or against Glasgow, which is going to be very interesting because the Sharks have beaten the Bulls twice this season, home and away. Sharks lose forward. Usia Mtanda Kolisi says, yes, they're on a five-match winning run in the URC heading into this weekend, but still chasing the perfect game.
We know we want to play better. There are many things that we want to do better on the field, but there are a lot of good things that we do. The most important thing is finding a way to win when it's not going well for you as a team. Because I've been in a team where you play amazing rugby and you still lose the game. So would you rather have that or what we're going through right now as a team? And we know we can be better as individuals and as a team. So we are mindful of that, but the most important thing is finding a way to win is us as a group.
Yeah, finding a way to win doesn't matter how you win it. Look, it'll be great if it was like, you know, with 5 minutes to go, it's kind of wrapped up. But hey, if it means we're going for another penalty shootout and Jaden Hendrickson needs to cramp again at Loftus, it's fine. As long as the Sharks win, that team will be announced on a Friday afternoon. Sharks taking on the Bulls. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.